What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Bradley.
It's the WCLT Vibecast. I'm Bradley. Welcome to it. There's no shortage of fun things to do this summer, especially when they provide a value like this. Battle of the Badges going down at Don Edwards Park in Newark on July 16th. And I'm here with Detective Jimmy Farmer from the Newark PD right now. We're going to talk a little bit about how this came about. And Jimmy, welcome. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're very excited for this.
Yeah, let's start out with the concept of the Battle for the Badges. In my mind, I'm thinking you're walking through the evidence locker and you see a bunch of baseball bats and the light goes off. Take the story from there.
Yeah. So it couldn't be much of a further cry from that. It was a slow day in the Bureau. And me and one of my partners, Detective Mackenzie Harris, was scrolling through Facebook and saw where the Toledo Police Department plays the Toledo Fire Department in an annual Battle of the Badges tournament up there. And I thought, how cool would that be to bring something like that to Newark so we could really engage with our community?
Well, I grew up in Toledo, so I'm fired up to hear that the idea was glommed a little bit from those guys. So there's a charitable aspect to this. Can you break down the value that the community members get by coming out to the ballpark that day and what you're giving back?
Yeah, so it's kind of a two-pronged approach, really. The first event, like you said, is on July 16th down at Don Edwards Park, and that's going to be the actual softball event itself. There's going to be eight teams. Each of those eight teams is going to represent a first responder agency here within Licking County. And the second part of it is kind of the charity aspect of it. We did have a handful of sponsors this year, was able to collect a little bit of money. All those proceeds will directly go back to the children in our community through a kind of a partnership with Starfish Licking County, another nonprofit, and Newark City Schools.
Very good. Do you have a list of those folks that help you out?
I do.
Let's hear them.
Probably the biggest one, which I just want to thank you guys for this opportunity, is WCLT Radio Group, along with Licking Memorial Health Systems, Metesic Distributing, Heath Mound Builders Kiwanis, Main Event Party Rental, Park National Bank, Stein Brewing Company, Affordable Portables, Firehouse Subs, First Federal Savings, Quality Yard and Home Maintenance, Consumer Support Services, and Level 33 Graphics.
Very nice. That's a wonderful group of folks, and we thank all of them for taking part in this event. You mentioned there are eight teams going on in the Battle of the Badges. Can you give me a breakdown of what some of those teams might be? Who are we looking at here?
Sure, yeah. It's the Licking County Sheriff's Office will have a team. The Village of Granville, they'll actually have a combined team with their police and fire department. The City of Heath will also have a combined team with their police and fire department. West Licking Fire Department, Pataskala Police Department, Newark Fire Department, and then the Newark Police Department will actually be represented by two teams in the tournament.
Very nice. And is there any smack talk going on? I got to think on the radio or anything like that, or via social media. Anybody talking smack yet?
Sure, there are. I mean, we're all a lot of Type A personalities, so of course there's some smack talk going on. You know, probably more so between the Newark Police and Newark Fire. West Licking Fire and Pataskala Police.
Nice.
You know, we've got a great working relationship with all of it. Really, this is just build a lot of camaraderie amongst first responders and just have a lot of fun.
Outstanding event, and it's not just some softball games, right? It's a family-friendly environment that you're putting out that day. Plenty to do besides the softball aspect of things. It's a family-friendly event. Break down some of the things there are to do when folks come out to see you guys play.
Yeah, probably one of the things that get me most excited is some of the food trucks we have. We're going to have three of them out there. If you have a sweet tooth in the morning, Rolls by the Pound will be out there. They'll be serving all kind of sweet treats. Dickie's Barbecue, I have their barbecue food truck out there, and then Belly Bombers, burgers, street tacos, that sort of thing. So you have three excellent selections of food. We're going to have police and fire equipment on display. Let your kiddos get out, check those out. There'll be some yard games, inflatables. I know there's going to be a large obstacle course there for the kids to play on and have fun with. And we really encourage everyone to, you know, if you got your favorite police department, favorite fire department, stop us, take pictures with us. So, you know, we want to take this opportunity to engage positively with the community.
That's great. An interactive, fun event out there at the ballpark. You can't beat that. Now, you mentioned there were eight teams in this, and you kind of gave me a breakdown of who's participating. Anybody bringing in any ringers or anything like that? like that?
We sure hope not. That was one of the things we were a little bit worried about. Each player on each team is going to be a full-time member of that department, whether it be for the police department or the fire department. Keep the competition a little bit more competitive that way.
That's a good call. I did hear that Granville PD just hired Jose Canseco as a full-time police officer.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Speaking with Detective Jimmy Farmer from the Newark Police Department, Battle of the Badges at Don Edwards Park in Newark on July 16th. The opening ceremony goes down at 9:30 a.m. Tell us what to expect when we head out to the ballpark at 9:30 for the opening ceremony.
Yep, so the opening ceremony, obviously we'll have the national anthem, a presentation of the colors by the U.S. Naval Sea Cadets. We're going to introduce each team, kind of thank our sponsors, thank everybody from being there before we get underway for the day.
Sounds like a really cool event. How can people connect with you guys before the event to find out more information and to just see who's playing whom and what time everything goes down?
Yep, so probably the easiest way is on Facebook. We're at Newark Battle of the Badges. We'll post early in the morning that day. It's going to break down the schedules, let everybody know who's playing who, and we'll continue posting up into the event. We also have an email address, newarkbotb@gmail.com. Any questions, feel free to reach out to us.
Detective Jimmy Farmer from the Newark Police Department, thank you so much for your time. Before you go, what position are you going to play?
I'm pitching.
You're pitching. All right, you batting fourth? Cleanup hitter, anything like that? What do you got?
Wherever they want me. Wherever they need me.
It's the Battle of the Badges, Don Edwards Park in Newark. We'll see you on July 16th. Opening ceremony at 9:30.